Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Women's Golf.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Women's Golf. The Tigers are back from the Moon Golf Invitational, a weekend off before Auburn has back-to-back road trips, actually one big road trip coming up. We're joined now by Tigers head coach Melissa Llewellyn, a runner-up finish at the Moon Golf. Coach, thoughts about the team's play as you headed down to Melbourne, Florida last weekend?
Well, I thought a second place finish in that field was really great. Of course, our goal was to win the tournament, especially I always tell them, you know, our goal is to have a chance to win. And we had a chance to win, and really, I think LSU caught fire and we were barely simmering. but, you know, overall, I think it was a great week. And I really felt like we didn't even come close to playing our best golf. And so that bodes really well for future tournaments ahead of us.
All right. You did finish ahead of number one, Wake Forest, number three, Arkansas, and number nine, Florida. I mean, it was a loaded field. And other than LSU, as you mentioned, which really put it together in the third and final round, you finish ahead of a lot of the top teams in the country. One of which is, of course, this Auburn team. And you moved to number 11 in the country at this point.
Well, I feel like we're even a better team than number 11. So I'm glad we're on the right trajectory. When we had our team meeting before we left for the tournament, you know, it's almost a boring meeting because we talk about the exact same things every time. But I said, hey, do you guys want to know who's in the field? Because it's not really published anywhere for them. I get all the information, and I love their response. It's like, no, we don't need to know. And I'm like, that is awesome. I said, that is great, great. That, you know, at the end of the day, you are playing the golf course. If you beat the golf course and play it better than anybody else, you're going to do well.
Does the head coach want to know what the field's going to be like?
I do. Yeah. I want to know who we can beat.
Absolutely. All right. The latest world amateur golf rankings are out. Megan Scofill and Anna Davis, two of the highest ranked American players right now. Megan, number 7, and Anna, number 9 in the world right now, Coach.
Well, we just have a really talented group, and they just happen to be some of the most talented in the United States and the world, for that matter. So Anna Davis is, you know, she's a freshman. She came in January, you know, high expectations, a lot of eyes on her. What's college going to do? Is she going to play good? Is college going to ruin her game? Like all these stuff that people say. You know, she's 17 years old. She is moved halfway across the country, you know, from San Diego, trying to figure out school, trying to figure out time management. She's very mature, very well traveled. So she has a maturity about her that is refreshing for a freshman. But coming in at semester is always a challenge. And so I think that she's handled things beautifully. She loves the team. She's having a great time making her new core of friends on the team. And, you know, we got home at 11:30 last night, and she's already out here practicing and putting today. Like, she's not happy with her performance at all. So I'm not worried about her one bit. Tremendous player, just calm demeanor on the golf course. Really impressive for a young lady. And of course, Megan, just a great player. She made a triple on the second round on a really difficult par 5. It's a hole that she really has never liked and really has never played well. She's like, Coach, when's the last time I made a triple? I'm like, I don't remember. And that's a good thing. Like, it's just not normal for her. But again, the maturity of Megan, how she handled the, you know, terrible high right shot out of bounds, second shot, or, you know, what, fourth shot left in the water. I mean, it was a pretty ugly played hole, but her demeanor never changed. Her voice inflection never changed. And then she followed it up with a birdie on the next hole. I mean, that's just maturity.
The importance of this weekend being off, considering the travel schedule, Coach, you have coming up for the next couple of weeks?
Today's an off day. Tomorrow will be a very light day, just some putting. And then we're going to do some qualifying for our 6th player that is going to travel with us to the Darius Rucker and the Valspar. So I've already set the team for the top five that will play at Darius, and that'll be Megan, Casey Weidenfeld, Anna Foster, Katie Cranston, and Anna Davis. And so the other five team members on our team are going to be qualifying for one spot to travel with the top five. We don't have a spot in either field, but if there's a switch between tournaments, then I have the ability to change out players between tournaments. And so, just because we're not playing a tournament this weekend doesn't mean that we're not working hard and getting ready. We're going to do a lot of focus on mid-irons because the golf course at Darius is really tough. Do a little match play fun tournament with our top five just to, you know, keep them competitive with each other and get ready for our next 10-day road trip together. And then after 10 days, I'm giving them 4 days off in a row. So, like, if I can just get your best for this little time period, you know that you're going to have some rest afterwards. So I think they're excited about it.
All right. Big road trip coming up. We'll preview that next week on This Week in Auburn Golf. Certainly appreciate the visit today, Coach. Thank you. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Melissa Llewellyn on This Week on Auburn Women's Golf.